Our Bibles are open now to Galatians chapter number 6. We continue today in our study on what it means to have a spiritual ministry to the saints. It has been our burden to encourage every Christian to have a ministry to the believers around them in their local church and in their lives wherever they are. So find your place. In Galatians chapter 6, we'll read the text, verses 1 through 5, after a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, Lord, I love you because you first loved me. I thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, and it is in his name that we pray. Lord, we need your help. I ask you to strengthen your people. Give grace to preach. Give ears to hear. Help us to take to heart and give the more earnest heed to the things which we now hear from the written word of God. Thank you for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Galatians chapter 6, verse number 1. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then he shall have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. And so we have already studied in verse number 1 the ministry of restoring others. It is our responsibility to be mending others' lives. We are to be net menders. We are to be bone setters. There should be skill. There should be sensitivity in our lives as Christians, so that we who are called upon to be spiritual can be busy restoring others' lives. Then in verse 2, we studied the ministry of relieving others. It is also our responsibility to be sharing others' loads. Are you bearing someone else's burden? God says, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. That law of Christ, we learned last time, is that law of love. It is found in Matthew 22, verses 36 through 40, and in John 13, verses 34 and 35. The law of Christ, which is the law of love, involves both loving God and loving our neighbor. Upon these two laws of love hang all the law and the prophets. Let us then love God and love one another. Now today we begin the study concerning the ministry of reinforcing others. It is our responsibility to be putting ourselves last. The first phase of true spiritual ministry, as found in Galatians 6, is to restore others. The next phase is to relieve others. Now we encourage and exhort you to reinforce others by keeping yourself and myself in the proper place. To reinforce means to give new force to, to strengthen by new assistance or support. What happens to the army that is being overrun and overcome when reinforcements arrive? They are strengthened. They are excited. They are encouraged. And many times it makes all the difference. The momentum in the battle changes back when reinforcements arrive. And so we want to see that as we reinforce others, We are to provide assistance and then provide support by being and doing what we ourselves are supposed to do and be. The other ministries, restoring others, relieving others, involved us extending ourselves for others. This last ministry involves us examining ourselves instead of others. And I am not by any means telling you that we are not to have discernment in these days, and even carry a critical eye, having the mind of the Lord, and thus being watchful in all things, and proving all things. But I am stressing the truth through this text that we are to examine ourselves. In verse 3, we are to perceive our own worth. In verse 4, we are to prove our own work. And in verse 5, we are to pull our own weight. And so that is what I mean by examining ourselves. Perceive your own worth, prove your own work, and pull your own weight. And so God help us to be burden bearers who are strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Look back now to verse number 3. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. This verse teaches us that it is very possible to have a false and a wrong opinion of ourselves. Many of us have been guilty, I know I have, of thinking too highly of myself and of my worth. Romans 12 and verse 3, For I say, through the grace given unto me, thank God for grace, to every man that is among you. So Paul writes to all that were in Rome, called to be saints, he says to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. And so we must not have too high of an opinion of ourselves, but we must not have too low of an opinion of ourselves. What we need is God's perspective. We need the Word of God, what it describes us to be, to always be kept in our hearts and minds. We should know what we are worth, and then give our worth to God, and let Him make our whole lot of nothing into a little bit of something, and always remember what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 10, I am what I am by the grace of God. Why should we perceive our own worth? Because it is deceptive to think oneself to be something. The verse again says, when one thinks himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. The truth to grasp here is that we consider ourselves to be great, but we are really but little and nothing. As we think ourselves to be something, we mislead ourselves, we delude ourselves, and we are completely self-deceived. Now go with me to the book of Proverbs, and let's do a little study on how destructive it is to think oneself to be something. Chapter 16, verse number 18, Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. Better it is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly, than to divide the spoil with the proud. Look in Proverbs 17, verse 19. He loveth transgression that loveth strife, and he that exalteth his gate seeketh destruction. Then in chapter 18, verse number 12, before destruction the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. Now all the way over to Proverbs 29 and verse 23. A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. The verse declares in Galatians 6, verse 3, how deceptive it is. And Proverbs declare that pride is a destructive force in the life of any man. And therefore we can say that it proceeds further. It is deceptive. It is destructive, always leading downward. Pride deceives us by falsely placing us at the top, while in the meantime we are really sinking lower and lower, going downward, for pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. A man's pride will bring him low. Therefore, brethren, let us be of a humble spirit, for God exalts those who humble themselves under the mighty hand of God. It's deceptive, it is destructive, but it is dangerous to think oneself to be something when we are really but nothing. We say it is dangerous because of what it can cause. It can cause us to overreact to the situation that our fallen brother is in, and thus keep us from being able to restore him. You see, if we go to restore a brother that is fallen and have such a high opinion of ourselves that we deny the possibility within our own hearts and minds that we could ever fall into the same sin, then we will be of no use to God and of no help to our hurting brother. For we must go in the spirit of meekness. Not only will it cause us to overreact when we have a high opinion of ourselves, but it can cause us to overestimate our own strength in the second ministry of relieving our brother's burden. You see, when we are unable to share the load with him, and we have to give him back the portion that we thought we could carry because we thought so highly of ourselves, then we burden down our brother, adding extra weight back upon him, and he falls to the ground under the load. There is the danger of thinking ourselves to be something, and therefore failing to mend those nets, failing to set those bones, and failing to bear those burdens. So, brethren, when we reinforce others, we can do this only as we humble ourselves and take our proper place before both God and men, so that God can place His hand on our lives and use us in His service to bring others back unto Himself. For if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. Remember the words of our Lord, "Without me," Christ said, "ye can do nothing." We thank you for making this ministry a part of your day. And in closing, we want to point you to the words of our Lord in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. He answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." And truly, it is written. God's word, every word, presents us with truths to live by. You've been listening to Brother Benjamin Cooley. Please send all correspondence to Truths to Live By, P.O. Box 575, Harriman, Tennessee 37748. or you can email us at bmarkcooley@gmail.com. And finally, brethren, pray for us.